Today's daf is Chul and daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. A couple of lines up for the bottom. Let's start with Tashma. So we're talking about the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, had said on top of the Amud, Hamazik Matnas Kehuna, if somebody destroys Matnas Kehuna, somebody destroys Truma, or if somebody eats Truma, then they're Chayim Misa. If somebody, Misa with the Shemaim, if somebody's Mazik Matnas Kehuna, Osha Achlan, or he eats them, damages them, or even if he gets benefit from them, Pater Mila Shalim. And the Rambam Paskens that way in Hilchas Bikur, Tess Yudalit. Again, a number of halachas of Zroim that we'll, B'ad Hashem, hopefully get to do today, but the Rabbah, Menuchas Bikurim, in Tess Yudalit, quotes the halacha of Rav, of Rav Chisda, says the Rabbah, let me just find it, Yudalit, Behema Shalohor B'mat Noseh Mutner Lechel Mimena V'chulu Matanas Avar V'achlan O Hizikan. The Rambam is talking about Manas Kehuna here. Avar V'achlan O Hizikan O Machron Eino Chayav L'Shali Mibnei Shehu Mamon She'ein Lo Toveya Yadua. Right, the different reasons that were given yesterday. So the Rambam quotes the Svara of Ein Lo Mamon She'ein Lo Tovim, and therefore there's nobody, there's inherently only a chiyuv tashlumin if there's someone who is nechshav a toveya to me. If I don't have a toveya, then I don't have to pay. We don't, even though the shevet takoanim or the shevet levim, you know, as a group might have certain rights, but that's not enough of a right to make me pay if I damage. So the Gemara, as we know, has gone into a couple of brises and mishnayos here and there to try to prove or ask a kasha on Rav Chisda. So says the Gemara about six or seven lines up. Tashma minayin labalabayas shach Peros of Tevalim. If someone eats Peros while they are still Tevel, before he takes off Chumas and Maestros, if somebody eats Tevel, the Chain Levi Shachal Peros of Maestros of Tevalim, or a Levi that eats Tevel. What does that mean? Maestros of. That means he received Maestro Rishon, but he did not yet take off Chumas Maestro. So he eats his Maestro in a state of Tevel, minayin shepater minat tashlumin. How do I know that you're pater from tashlumin? Tama lomar. How do I know he doesn't have, the Levi does not have to pay the Kohen, the Balabayas does not have to pay the Kohen. Tama lomar, velo yechalalu es kachay b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu. Right? Well, he will not be mechalel. Well, deconsecrate the kachem asher yarimu. We darshan ein lecha bahen ela mishas harama ve'elach. It's only called a chilul from the Lashon Asid, Asher Yarimu, Mishas Harama Ve'ilach. That's only when it is considered theirs. Ha Mishas Harama Ve'ilach, Miyem Mishalim. But Mashba, the only reason he doesn't have to pay is because it's not Huram yet. It's not labeled yet as the Matanas of the Kohen. But if it is already Huram, then he would have to pay. Amai Levi Kamazim Matanas Kuhuno Sha'achlan. But what do we call Rav Chisda? He should be pater. So the Gemara answers. Gemara is going to come up with a Rekivta. But also, just keep in mind, all these halachas we paskin like. This halacha also, the Rambam paskins in beginning of Hilchas Maaser in Perek Aleph. Ha'ochel peros of tevalim. If somebody eats tevel, right? Tevel is also b'isa b'dei shemayim. V'chein levi sh'ochel ha'maaser b'tivlo. Af alpi shehein chayav en misa la'shamayim. Einan mishalim en matanos l'ma'alein. There is a chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. Right, if somebody eats tevel, if a levi eats maaser rishon before taking off chumas maaser, but he doesn't pay. Right, and this is not because of kimle bedrat. Right, there's no kimle drameine here because it's bisa de shemayim. It's not relating to two punishments of bezdin. But he quotes the pasuk shenemar sheirimu lashem ein lecha bohen klum ad sheirimu osan. They are not the kohen does not have a right to them until it is truma. While it is tevel, maybe there's truma in it, but that's not the kohen does not have the right to take it yet, or any type of financial connection to it yet, and that's why you're going to be pater, even though the Yisrael or the Levi is going to be chayav misa d'shamayim. So I ask the Gemara though, it's only from before harama. If it's tevel, but after harama, isn't there a chiyuv to pay? So the Gemara says, no, hachanami. The only reason that there's such a diuk, and if it would already be nechshav truma, you would have to pay, is because the case we're talking about is where the kohen already owns it. How is that? Tachanami de asu liyade b'tivlayhu. The kohen already has the tevel. So if one specific kohen already has the tevel, so then I gave him the tevel, but I didn't take off Trumas and Maestros. I just gave him a tevel for my field. So in that case, we say the Truma is already connected to him. It's Mavon Sheyesh Lo Tovim, and therefore one would have to pay. Again, also the Bitivayu, Vikasavar, Haitana, and this opinion holds in the Brisa, Matana Shlo Hurmur could be Shurmu Damian. Matana, Trumas, Maestros, that were not Huram yet. It's Ke'ilu, they are Huram in certain regard, and therefore one would have to pay in that case. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri says here, so there's a chilek. Everybody agrees that there's no chalos shem truma yet. Even if you say matana shel hurmur kavisha hurmu damian, it's not truma yet. When I give the tevel to the kohen, I'm not yotzi my mitzvah of nesinas truma. But there is a financial stake of the kohen already. That's what it's a dine mamonis. It's a choshe mishpat element and not a yaredeya element. Right, if somebody eats this, so that even the Kohen, let's say the Kohen, Matar Shalom or Kabisha Homer Damian, if the Kohen eats this, what, it's going to be Mutter? The Kohen is also Chayev Bisa B'dei Shemayim if he eats Tevel. Right, so it's going to be, he's not going to be allowed to eat it? No, even if the Kohen eats it right now, it's going to be Bisa B'dei Shemayim. Mitzad, the Shem Truma, it's not Truma yet. Just Mitzad, the financial stake he has in it, we say Matar Shalom or Kabisha Homer Damian. Right, that's in Hilchas Ba'isur in the first parak. Says Rav Shachi, Mishum Kach Nire, based on a couple of questions. Einze, Mishamasha Amrinan, Matanash Lahurmu, Kamosha Hurmu Dami, Le'inyan Yisrael, She Yarash Tavala, Mi Beis Avi Imo Kohen, De Ma'asran Hain Shalo, right, well, the other case where a Yisrael has a grandfather who was a Kohen. He Yarshed from his mother's father. And he's a Yisrael, but he doesn't have to give the Truma to a Kohen. Einzu mishum dechashvinan, ki'ilu kfar yesham hachshema trumas v'amaisris, v'zachabed Kohen. Elashuhu didmi dinim amanis, me'achashim haya torim ha-Kohen, lo haya tzorach laseis l'Kohen acher, gam ha-yoresh, yoresh oso azchushem afresh v'shayach lo, and he could sell the Truma. Vein nasen l'mamon ha-shevet. V'shuv ha'ochlan pater mishum shemamon she'en lo tovin hein. But the purchase is going to be pater. V'chul li kizid ma'she'en kein she'yorash ha'yisrael. Or he already gave it to the Kohen. So that's what he says. So that he gets b'chalik between Trumas and Maestros and others. But that's the Avia Ezri right here. That everybody agrees the chalo shem shum is only b'shas ha'frasha. The machlokes is whether there's a schus mamoni of the Kohen on the matonos. Also an important comment in Rashi. Rashi here has two ukimtas. What's the case where the Kohen gave it to the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen? Bitivlahu. Why would he do that? Why would Yisrael give Tevel to a Kohen? So Rashi has two opinions here. Number one, top line, Bitivlahu, Shehufkara Tevel Itzlo. It was a Pikadon. The Kohen's by Shomer, and I gave it to him as a Pikadon just to watch. Number one. And Rashi says there, Kamishur Mudamyin, Zacha Bohem Min Hahefker, Shahare Kadam. Because Tevel is Asur Bahana, and then let's say the Truma is going to be taken from the Tevel, so it's already in his Rashus. See, so Zochem in a Hefker. He's the first one to be Zochet to it. Or Rashi says, no. Lishnachrina Shemaser Loas a Tevel, Lizakos Betruma Shabo. It's more direct. The Yisrael gave it to the Kohen to be Zochet in the Tevel. The Prichadash, the Maariz Chai is here, quotes the Prichadash, what are these 2 days about? Maybe the issue is whether Tovas Hana'a Mamon or Eina Mamon. Whether choosing which address, choosing which coin I'm going to give this to, is that right? Does that have financial value in Halacha? Tovas Hana'a. When I choose which coin to give it to, which Levi to give it to, so does that have financial status? So maybe that's what Rashi is talking about here. Those are the 2 days in Rashi. That's what the Maariz Chai says right here, quoting the Prichadash. I am Prichadash Yeradeya, Simin Samach Aleph. Delalashon Rishon Derashi Svirale Tovas Hana Eino Mamon. It's not a financial stake. I mean, Pisa Yachol Azakos Van Hefker. And therefore it's Ke'ilu, you're being Zoche from Hefker. Right, I give you the tefel. Ulashon Sheni Sharashi Sfirale Tovas Hana Mamon. V'im Kain Ein Yachol Akoin Lezakos Bedavar Sheish Lebailam Chelik Bo. The Bailam or who gets to choose. Right, it's not that you're Zochet from Hefker. I am able to choose which coin is going to get it. When we pizeh, pirshu, denasu lam bailam, amanashi yisku betruma. Right, that's why Rashi has to say that you gave it to him al menas. Vayin tam hamelech b'hagos al v'shar hamelech dihisora madu alo kasav kein Rashi lamala alakta damatanos demuki gamki mekamar dasli yadayu. Right, we had this ukibda before. Right, and Rashi said earlier. V'nira li says the Maariz Chayis, I have a different shot. The kavanas Rashi beveiz l'shonas halalu al inyan acher. There's a different nekuda that the 2 days of Rashi are about. Dihine anan kaimalam b'truma chita achas poteres kol hakri. We know, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, how much truma does one have to give? Tiny amount. Chita achas, that's all one has to give, a tiny amount. V'ulam, haritva sofer beis Kiddushin, muva gam kim mishal ha-melech, afagav. Right, he quotes this from the Ritva. We usually quote this from the Tosfos Rid, from the Noda Bihuda. Afagav dechita achas poteres, hainu lepotra, shalo yehe tevel. Avo mikol makom mitzvas nesina lekohen milsach riti bifnei atzma shechayev lasis lekohen shir nesina al kapanim. As you quote, remember the Noda Bihuda. I'm going to say something nobody has ever said in history, and it's beferish Tosfos Rid, and also Ritva. He quotes, "Is there a chilek that the Gemara says chita achas is mataki in the kri, but that does not fulfill the mitzvah of nesinas truma?" Suggest the Maariz Chayis, that's what's going on here in the Rashi. V'yem kein, l'pirish rishon, de mitzvas nesina l'kohen, de oraisa hu hashir hakatzuv, im kein pirish Rashi l'nachon, de zacham en ahefker. According to the first day of Rashi, you're not giving truma to the kohen here, if it's a tiny little amount. Because, and therefore it's considered zacham en ahefker. Aval, efshar, de lo kashitas haritva v'tosas rid, rakshitas ha-tosas, de shir nesina gamkin inam en ha-torah. V'kein, in yochol, eich yochol hakoin lezakos, doma ina bailam rotsim lahafresh, rak kolshu. We piece up here's Rashi, lulashin beis, shemassal ha-tevel lezakos b'shir ha-truma asher rotse lahafresh. Aval, la'el de maribana skunis, so that's the issue here, he says, in the 2 days in Rashi, about that day of the tosas rid, of the Noda Bihuda, whether we say there's a chilek between Nesina and the Hafrasha. Again, most Rishonim don't mention this. So according to most Rishonim Lachora, the language of Chita Achas Paderas is a Kri, is Lam Dafka. It means that's also the mitzvah of Nesina. And Chazal don't say this, unless Chazal do say it. Unless that's what Chita Achas Paderas is a Kri means. And again, it could relate to the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, but not Mukhrach. How many mitzvahs of Truma are there? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina are one mitzvah, according to the Rambam. And while the Ramban says, no, there should be two. Should be two separate mitzvahs, Hafrasha and Nesina. Right? If a Kohen has to do Hafrasha, but he doesn't have to do Nesina. You have cases where there's a difference in Hafrasha and Nesina. Why is there a bracha on Hafrasha? The Ramban asks. You only make a bracha on the final stage. If you make a bracha on Hafrasha, it must be the Hafrasha is a final stage. And it's a separate stage. So, major machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. But maybe that's related to, okay, you don't have to, but the Ramban who counts two, maybe that fits well with this Tosfos Rid, Ritva, Noda Bihuda, while the Rambam, who says it's one, maybe would say like the other Rishonim, and the other day is that there is no chilek. Okay, those are two suggestions. What's the issue behind these 2 days in Rashi? About Tovas Hanah, or about, how do we look at Hafrasha and Nesinas Truma? Good. So Tashma, now we continue, trying to prove or disprove Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda's din of Mazik Matnes Kahuna, Pater. Tashma, Hari Sha'antu, Beis HaMelech Rano. What happens if the Beis HaMelech comes and some of my field is taken against my will? So why was it taken against my will? In Bechovo, if I owe money and it was taken properly and legally and I was supposed to pay Chovo, I was Chayev Laser. So then I have to be Ma'aser, Mimakam Acher on that property because that was considered my property, that's Chayev Chubas and Maestras, and it was taken from me and therefore I have to take off Chubas and Maestras from some other area of my field. The Im Ba'an Paros, what's on Paros? Rashi. Behefsid, right, it was a loss or on the side, Pirish shalakach anas obid kochavim ba'one shalo kedin. Right, it was taken improperly. So if it was taken improperly, pater mila aser. Then I'm pater to be ma'aser from that. So the kash is from the first half. If it was taken from me b'chovo, chayev la'aser. But 1 second, if it's mamon she'in lo tovim, so why do I have to be ma'aser for that? Right, Rashi says here, k'tani miyas, im b'chovo chayev la'aser, alma yeish lo tovim. Dilav dina hu shiyashalim lo al karcho ma'ichi yiv mitzviika, holo pashka be'midi. I don't have any of this, and if it's mamon she'in lo tovim, so who's being tovea this that I have to take off ma'isris from what was taken away from me, even legally? So the Gemara answers no. You know why you have to take off ma'isris, even on the property that was taken away from you legally? Shani hasam to kamishtar shilei. You benefited from the fact that they took that land. They didn't take other land. So you still got benefit from it. So if you benefited from it, that's still considered connected to your property, and therefore you have to take maestris, trumas and maestris from it, right? Even though it wouldn't be something that a kohen, a specific kohen, would be able to take. As Rashi says here again, hasam lav bahotsa b'dayanim tnan ba. That's not the issue, that it would, is a chiyuv that could be motzi b'dayanim, and there's a toveya. There isn't a toveya. Aval ela chiyuva ba'alma, kishar chiyuva maestris. It's a chiyuv. V'chiyuva vada ika ole deha mishtar shile. Klomar, you got hana mistaker huba shari haya tzorach lefra'amos. Right, you would have had to pay money. Instead, they took this field, so you save money. Money saved, they still make this land connected to you, and therefore you have to take maestris and maestris from, for that. So therefore, that's not a raya that it's mamon she'ein lo tovim. Or yesh lo tovim, even if right, Rav Chisda says mamon she'ein lo tovim, even if mamon she'ein lo tovim, still he would have to pay here. It's still considered part of your field because you benefited from it. Tashma, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar lo machar li b'nei me'aha shapara. So now we get to some of the topics of our perek Zerol HaChayayim, as the perek started yesterday, the mitzvahs kahuna. As we know, we had a lot of messages about the about the Zerol HaChayayim yesterday. Amar lo machar li b'nei me'aha shapara. So sell me the innards of this cow. Right, there's a Reuben is buying from Shimon. He says to the Shochet, sell me some of the binayim of this cow. And there were matanas kuhuna. What's the matanas kuhuna? In the innards. Only the keva. Zero and the chayayim are not innards. So the keva, that's what Rashi here says, hakeva, because that's the b'nei me'ayim. So the keva is in there, and he gets it. So I bought this. So do I say that, wait a minute, I paid for a certain amount of meat, and the keva I'm not going to be able to take anyway? Or do I? Am I allowed to take it? No, so the Kohen, I have to give it to the Kohen. V'eino menachalo ben adamim. And I can't force the seller, the butcher, to decrease the price. If that is all, if I bought a piece and I bought the innards and he gives this to me, still, because I know that these are, the keva is there, and I have to give that part to the Kohen. Lo kachem eino b'mishkal, but if I bought meat by weight, I say I'm buying this piece of meat, this weight of meat, then no sala coin, no menachalom and adamim. So then I have to give it to the coin, but I'm allowed to decrease the price. Because I bought the umdana is that if I brought meat, I wanted to weigh meat for me. But if some of it is going to the coin, so then I'm going to deduct some of the price that I paid. So the Gemara says, well, one second, why do I have to give this to the coin? Amai levi kamazik matanos kuna. Why can't the shochet, the tabach, be like someone who is being mazik? He's getting rid of manaskuna, he's selling it. Mazik manaskuna, osha achlan. And therefore I shouldn't even have to give it. Right? It's his, he was mazik it, he sold it, and therefore I should be able to keep it. Right? Again, remember, this is not something that makes the animal usser to eat. It's not like truma meiser, it's real tevel in that way. There's a mitzvah, but if I had an animal and I did something to this property, so then maybe we could look at it that it was huzak. Answers the Gemara, no, you don't go that far. Shani hasam to isnayo beinayu. No, it exists. It's there. Meaning, what's the Gemara telling us? This isn't, these matanos are not like Shuma and Maisa where I choose which part is going to go to the Kohen. And if I destroyed it, so then I'm going to be putter. Here, these physical parts of the animal, these items were designated by the Torah to go to the Kohen. So if they're ba'en, if they exist, they have to go to the Kohen. Doesn't matter if it's Reuven or Shimon or Levi. These parts of chulin animals go to the Kohen, and therefore, even if you damage them somewhat in that you gave them to somebody else and they're not directly going to the Kohen anymore, but still, there is no beinayu, and therefore, they have to be given to the Kohen. Good. Says the Rambam now, says the Gemara Tashma. We continue now, again, trying to prove either way, Rav Chisda or against Rav Chisda. Tashma, Tisha Nichse Kohen. The Kohen gets 9 matanos. There are 9 items that are Nichse Kohen. Rashi is a little, finds difficulty with this number. Rashi says, Lo Yadati, Heichan Shinuya. I'm not sure where is this from. Ubisvarmi Nixuva Bishave. Umoti Ani Tesva Matnaskuna. Rashi says, I count 15. I don't know where the Gemara gets 9. I count 15. Let's see what the Gemara says first. Truma. Trumas Meiser. Chala. Right, each one of these we could have a separate shiur on. Reishis Hagez, as Baruch Hashem we'll get to later in the Masechta. Umatanos. Matanos, Zeroa L'chaim in the Keva. Vahadamai. Demai also has to be given to the Kohen Mishum Safek. Right, Demai, Truma Gedola was taken off of, but Trumas Meiser, many aren't aware of, many Ame Ha'aretz, and therefore, it could still be Aser, and it has to go to the Kohen. Vahabikurim, Vahakaren. Karen, if somebody steals, and, or if somebody damages, Truma. Vahachomesh. So all of these are listed as Nechasim of the Kohen. So they're Nechasim of the Kohen, Lagabe what? So Lemai. What is it for? Why are they Nechasim of the Kohen? Lav lohotzi en badayanim, isn't it to be motzi bidayanim, that if you don't give it, then you, the dayanagri motzi it, meaning it's mamon sheyesh lo tovim, and therefore you have to pay, and it's against Rav Chisda. Isn't that the kasha? So the Gemara answers, no, not true, lo, likidis non, no, maybe it's for the following. As the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Mesaches Bikurim, Lama Amru Nichse Kohen, for what did we say? That these are Nichse Kohen, Shekona Bayan, he could use these to buy whatever he wants. These are Nechasim. If a Kohen if he has Truma, and he sells it to a Yisrael, the Yisrael cannot eat that Truma. But let's say he has something that is not kosher. What about Karen and Chomesh? And Matanos and Reishis Hagez? Right? All of that is not, they're not Aser to a Yisrael. So, the Kohen could use that to do whatever he wants with it. Shekona ben Avadim, Vikarkaos, Ubehema Temeya, Ubalchov, Nolan Bechovo. If a Kohen owes money, so then the Balchov could take it. Veisha Biksubasa. He could pay his wife's ksuba with it, v'sefer Torah, and sefer Torah. What does that last line mean, sefer Torah? Rashi says, last two skinny lines, afal pi she'eino la'achila v'lo l'davar she'yavo l'de'achila. Even if buying though a sefer Torah is not, you're not going to eat the sefer Torah, and it's not going to lead to something that will be achila. Why? Because you can't sell a sefer Torah. So once you have a sefer Torah, it's done. Therefore, if it's not, even though it's nothing connected to eating, it's still okay. Rashi, v'libi megamgem, l'mai tanya, ho'al v'tana da'afilu behema t'mei alokeach bahen. Says you can even buy a non-kosher animal. So we know you're not going to eat it. What's the chiddush of Sefer Torah? If you look in the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah, the last Bar Tanura, the last Mishnah in Bikurim, Bar Tanura has 2 days. The second day is like this Rashi. What about, what's the chiddush of Sefer Torah? As we just explained. Maybe by a behemoth tmeya, you could eventually sell it again, and maybe eventually sell it back to a behemoth kshera. Sefer Torah. Mutter likros mem Sefer Torah. V'yavagav datan a behemoth tmeya, itzrach lemisti Sefer Torah. Delotema kol kani nehidu l'chadzu l'achila, chadzu l'schar sheyavu l'de achila. Eventually. Aval Sefer Torah, delo chadzi l'schar sheyavu l'de achila, fishein mochrin Sefer Torah, emalo. Maybe you're allowed to sell it to something that will eventually could lead to food. Kamash Malan, you would have thought you can't do that. Kamash Malan, you can. You could even buy a Sefer Torah with all of these items in the Mishnah, because Lamaisa, they're all Nichse Kohen. And the Kohen could do whatever he wants with them. That's the second day of the Bar Tanura here, like this Rashi in our Daf. This Bar Tanura has another day of there, a different Girsa. Not this Sefer Torah, but Kis Sefer Torah. Reading the Mishnah should read, you could buy Avadim, Karkos, Mimitmeya, Balchov, Notu, Balchov, Vishim, Ksubasa, Kisefer Torah, Klomar, Visefer Torah, Nami, Havi, Kamo, Bikurim, Ladinze, De Balchov, Notu, Balchov, Vishim, Ksubasa. Meaning, just like if I owe money, the Balchov or the Isha could take my Sefer Torah, so too, they could take all these other items. Meaning, the Mishnah is not saying that you could sell it for a Sefer Torah, but all these others have halachos like a Sefer Torah. 2 days, 2 girsos in the Mishnah, based on that, Rav Bar Tanura. Look in the Radvaz, I think I brought the Radvaz here in Bikurim, where the Rambam quotes this in Dalid Yudalid. The Rambam quotes this, Halacha habikurim b'atrumos v'chala v'karen v'chomesh matanos mehema heim nichse hakohen v'yesh lo liknos ben avadim chakos v'hem tmeo b'chov nolam b'chov v'yishim k'subasa v'kona behen sefer Torah. Right, that's, he has that, like the girsa that we have, not kis sefer Torah, v'kona behem sefer Torah. Says the Radvaz, lo yadana maikamash mulan. Everybody's dealing with the same problem. What's the chiddush? Im kona behen behem tmeo koshkein sefer Torah v'yesh lomar. Diaf al gav dichsiv Kisvu lachem es hashira, v'ksiv v'kasav lo es mishnah ha-Torah, v'b'inan sheyichtov mishelo mamish, Kamash Mulan to Kalhani Nami Mishelohu. Even though it says, Kisvu Lachem, write for you, right? A Sefer Torah. V'ksiv ez Mishnah Torah, Be'ina Chiyachto Mishelo, Mamish, from his property. You have to pay for the Sefer Torah. It has to be yours. This is yours. This is enough yours. If a Kohen uses Truma or Bikurim to pay for his Sefer Torah, that's okay. That's called Lachem. That's called his. That's not called, separate and not, his fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay, all different issues relating to Sefer Torah, but again, we asked the Kasha from the Mishnah, isn't this a Lahotzi B'dayanim? And we answered and said, no. One other point, again, we could talk about, we'll see how many we get to talk about today, all of these items on the list, Truma, Chumas, Meiser, every one has a uniqueness to it. Each one of these Matanos have a uniqueness to it, right? The one of our parak, Zerol HaChayayim, is the one that is already designated by the Torah. Right, all the other ones, I choose what's going to be Truma, what's going to be Meiser, what's going to be even Reishis Hageiz even, what's Bikurim, Chala, but Reishis Hageiz, Chazor V'Chaim, in our parak, it's already designated. There's a uniqueness also, let's just pick one more and then we'll continue, Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser is not something that's automatic that I have to give it, right? Obviously the Levi gives it. But there is a fascinating halacha. We know that there's a time period before which there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maisrus. Gemara Malacha. Right? A person could eat arai right when the stuff grows. Before there is kviya, that's all of Mishnayos, Vilchas Meseches Maiser is all about what's Gemara Malacha for all the different food items. But the Gemara in Beitza tells us a unique halacha. What if the Levi goes very early and takes his Maiser Rishon before there's a chiyuv of Truma? Levi's early, he jumps the gun. So the halacha is that he has to take Truma Gedola off. Even though he jumped the gun, there's no chiyuv of Truma yet. But once there's Maaser Rishon, the Gemara says, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Beitza, Maaser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibolin, Maaser Rishon, that the Levi took early while it was still in stalks, Shmo Tovlo L'Trumas Maaser. What does that mean? The second there's a Chalos Shem Maaser Rishon, there's a chiyuv of Trumas Maaser. So even though there's there's many items that have the same halacha, they're all called truma. Chala, bikurim, truma, trumas meiser. They all have the same status, truma, misa b'shamayim. But each one of them is a little different. So truma gedola, when's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is when there's gemar malacha. Right? Before gemar malacha, before I do meruach or riyas p'nei abayis, I'm not chayuv daraisa in being mafresh. But the second that the levi takes shemaiser rishon, he takes it early. Before the chiyuv. But if he takes it early, the second that there's Maaser Rishon, then there's a chiyuv of Trumas Maaser as well. There is a machlokes Rishonim. Is this literal? If you look in Rashi, on that Gemara Beitza, yes, literally. Rashi says, there's a chiyuv of Trumas Maaser now, and if somebody eats this Maaser Rishon, they're chayim misa b'shamayim. It's mamish, there's a chiyuv right now. Rashi says, Shmo Tovlo, Yud Gimel Manav and Beitza, Shem Maaser Shenikra Alav Tovlo, V'Osro Bachilas Arai Ubemisa Kedin Tevel, Achi Yarim Trumas Maaser Shelo. Amazing. So the chiyuv of Trumas Maaser flows from the Shem Maaser Rishon. Right, that's Rashi there in Beitza Yud Gimel. The Rambam doesn't hold this. Could be. The Rambam in Hilchas Meiser, Perek Gimel Halacha Yutes. The Rambam quotes this Halacha, Meiser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibal and Osir Lechem and Arai Kodem Shavash Shumaso. Meiser Rishon, if you took early, you can't eat it Arai, fine. But then he adds the line, V'im Achal Makin Oso Makas Mardus. But if somebody eats Meiser Rishon Shekdimu, you took Meiser Rishon early, before you had the chiyuv too. If somebody eats it, they're chayim makas mardus. So does that mean, most of the time it means, but not always, does that mean there's only Durabanan? On a Daraisa level, there's no chiyuv of Trumas Meiser either. No, it's not like Rashi, that there's a chalo shame, right, when there's Meiser Rishon. Maybe, no, Trumas Meiser also needs a gemar malacha. But midurabanan, makas mardus. Sometimes, though, the Rambam has makas mardus, even if it's also Daraisa. It's also Daraisa, but you're only going to get Makas Mardus because it's not Mefurish for some other reason. Remember Baal Tashlis, the Rambam says, everything's included in Baal Tashlis, not just trees, Daraisa. But anything other than trees is only going to be Makas Mardus. Sometimes Makas Mardus just means it's not Mefurish. The Mishnah Lamelech here assumes that it is a Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Mikol Makom Sfir Le Rabbeinu Dula Mikri Tevo Menat Torah El Abarias Panei Abayis. For Rashi, Perakama, the Beitza, Chalek Bazeh. The Mishnah Lamelech on that Rambam, Gimel, Yutes, in Meiser, assumes it's a machlokas between the Rashi and the Rambam, how seriously you take this. Whether there's really a chiyuv Trumas Meiser, Mida Oraisa, before Gemar Malacha, once there is a shame, Meiser Risha. But that's just one. That's Trumas Meiser. Chala, we know, is a separate entity also. Chala is the only one on the list that you have to do something. Only once you create the dough is there going to be a chiv. Only when there's the dough. Right? The other items are rhyming and grows. Right? Truma and Meiser, Rishon, Vechulu. And what about Bikurim? Bikurim is also in a different category. I think we quoted a few weeks ago. We quoted Tosfos and Maseches Baba Basra, where Tosfos says Bikurim is not exactly Mitzvah Tuluya Ba'aretz like all the others. That's why there's a Havamina. If you remember, Bikurim might be in Chutz La'aretz, because it's compared to Basa B'chalav in the Pasuk. And Bikurim, without Bikurim, there's no Tevel. Right? Bizman Azeh, we don't designate Bikurim. Why don't we designate Bikurim? Because we don't have a base on Migdash. We don't want it to be, we don't have to create something that's also to eat. What do you mean? We, Trumas and Maishas, we have to be Mafresh. Yeah, but Bikurim is only once it's designated. Bikurim does not create Tevel like the others. Bikurim is only by the Shevas Aminim. Unlike Trumas and Maishas, which at least according to most Rashi and Tosfos, are by Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Rambam says it's by all Peros. So again, there's many uniquenesses by each of the Matnas Kahuna that we could speak about in Lomdus. Demai also, Demai on this list, right? How much is Demai a just pure Chshar Safek? How much was it Nitkan B'Torah Vadai by Chazal? If somebody eats Demai and it turns out not to be any Usser, it was taken off. So what kind of Aveira do they get? Okay. Vaita, we continue. So Ahu Leva, there was a Levi, Davichatav Matrasa. There was a Levi that grabbed Matanas. What's the case? He grabbed, remember, Stam Matanos are Zeroa L'chaim and the Keva. Even though in general, all these are called Matanos Kahuna. So there was a Levi that grabbed. Who'd he grab it from? Rashi says he grabbed it from children. Rashi says, second wide line, Kishahayu Hatinokos Molich and Zeroa L'chaim and Keva L'Kohen. I gave my 10-year-old the Zeroa L'chaim and the Keva to bring to the Kohen next door. And on the way, a Levi came and grabbed it from him. So is he allowed to do that? So Asu Va'amrle L'Rav. They said they went to tell Rav. Amalu Lo Mesaya De Lo Shaklina Minei. So Rav says, what? Is that enough for the Levi that we don't take the matanos from him? Ela Michtav Nami Chatif. He's even grabbing it, meaning we're already doing him a favor by not taking matanos from him. He shouldn't be going and grabbing it. So Gemara asks, I don't understand. Does a Levi have to give Zeroa L'chaim Keva or not? Varav. If Levim are called Am, right? Because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Me'eis Ha'am, Me'eis Zovchei Hazevach. So are the Levim called Am, and therefore, Mishkanam Elishko Minaya, then we should take from them, and they should have to give the Kohen. Iloikri Am, and if they're not Am, Rachmana Patrinu. And if they're not Am, the Torah says they're Pater. So what's the big Kiddush of, oh, we're not taking from them. It's a big favor we're doing. Are they chayav to give or are they not chayav to give? What's this lashon of Rav of, it's bad enough, we already do something good for them, we don't take from them? So the Gemara answers, misafka le'ikriyam ilo ikriyam. So Rav says, the Gemara says that Rav had a suffix, whether Levim were chayav in Zeroa, Lechayayim, and the Keva, and therefore, you're a day of Samach Aleph. So that's why Rav says, the Gemara says that he let them keep it, but he wouldn't, he was upset when they grabbed it, right? That's what Rashi says here, Mesafkalei, Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. Remember, Zeroa L'chaim Keva do not aser the rest of the animal. So, their own, we're not going to take from them, but other than that, we're not going to give it to them. So this suffix of Rav is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, if you see in Yaradeya, Samach Aleph Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Levim Safek imhem chayavim matanos. Shulchan Aruch says it. Safek hilkach, this is halacha l'maisa, right? Hilkach peturim v'im notlan akohen miyado in motzor alachzirim lo. He doesn't have to give it back, right? Tofas lo mafkinan. Rama v'yesh chokin dafil notlan akohen motzin miyado. And others say that no, if it was taken, so they have to give it back. What's the issue here? Whether you have to give it back or not? Why? So the Taz explains. The Svirale, why wouldn't you have to give it back? Sveka the Dini Tavas Lamafkina Minei. Right? You wouldn't have to give it back. Aye. What's the Tzad to say that you would have to give it back? Is this Stam a case of, of a suffig mamon, or is there something deeper here? Right, and this is what some achronim talk about. Shimon Shkup talks about this, and that is, this is not just Rebbe says hamaz v'chaver l'varaya. Isn't this also a suffig mitzvah? Not just a suffig mamon, the suffig mitzvah zaseh. So suffig daraisa l'chumra by mitzvos. How can we just say hamaz v'chaver l'varaya? That overrides suffig mitzvah. The Levi might have a mitzvah daraisa to give this to the Kohen if he's nechshav am. So how do we just say l'kula? So it's not purely. So Shimon Shkup says in the Shari Yosher in Shar Hei that if you have a mitzvah that's defined by its money, by its mamon, then in a chanami you might go by financial rules in halacha and not just by mitzvah rules. So that's a chiddush. But again, that's what's going on. The Gemara treats it like a regular at least according to Rashi. Rashi goes to Mosi Mechavel of Araya. So there's Rashi acknowledging that it's a little bit different. But that's what Rashi says here. Good. And then the Shach here, we're not going to go to the Shach. The Shach here discusses these 2 days and the day of the Ran. The Ran is quoted, right, the Yesh Cholken, or the day of the Ran, that if the Kohen takes it, we are motziid, because it might not be a pure, you know, mamon context, it might be a suffix, a mitzvah context. That is but that suffix of Rav is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue. So Yosef, Rapapa, Vakamal, HaShmaitza, Rapapa said this over. Esir, Rav Idi, Bar Avner, Rapapa. Rav Idi, Esir, Rapapa, the following. Arba, we have a long brisa here, where we don't get to the kasha until Amid Beis. Arba, Matanos, Aniyim, Shebekerim. There are 4 Matanos Aniyim. We are switching now. We're going from Matanos Kahuna to Matanos Aniyim. There are 4 Matanos Aniyim in a vineyard. Haperet, Vahaololos, Vahashichacha, Vahapeya. Reperet are the single grapes, and the Ololos, that's a Shiloh. What are the Ololos? Right, different deis in the Rishonim. Does it mean just like the inferior type of grapes? They don't grow in a nice cluster. There are just some like they grow like one line. Vashichah vapeya, vashichah what's forgotten in the field. I'm not allowed to go back to get it. Vapeya. Vasholo shebetua and 3 in tua. Haleka vashichah vapeya. Right, there's no Ololos by tua. Shnayim shebeilon vashichah vapeya. Kulon ebam tovas and alabailam. All of them, there's no tovas hana'a, meaning it has to be left. It has to be left. Tovas hana'a means I could choose who to give it to. By all of these items, there's a mitzvah of aziva, as we will see. V'yafilu ani shebi Yisrael mosi in miyado. And even an ani shebi Yisrael, an ani himself, if an ani has a field, he has to leave these. Motzi in miyado for other aniyim. Maiser ani. What about Maiser Ani? Next category. This is all one big brisa. Hamischalik betoch beiso. If I'm giving Maiser Ani from my house, then I can choose which Ani to give it to. V'yafilu Ani shebi Yisrael mosino somiyado. And even an Ani has to give Maiser Ani. V'shar matnas kahuna kagon. So that's all matnas aniyim. What about matnas kahuna? Kagon zorov achayim akeva. Ein motzien osan. You don't take from who? Lo mi kohen le kohen, v'lo mi levi le levi. Right, not from a coin to a coin, not from a levy to a levy. So that's going to be the diak from that last line. But before we get to the diak, so first we explain and find sources for the brisa. That's the end of the brisa. But now we explain. Arba matana shebekar maperet v'ha'olos v'ashik v'apeya dichsiv. Where do we see that these just have to be left? V'char mecha lo se'olel uferet kar mecha lo se'lakate dichsiv ki sivtsar kar mecha lo se'olel acharecha amar abi levy acharecha zushichacha peyanam gomar acharecha acharecha mizayis. Don't take it from the tree, from the vine, just leave it there. Just leave it there. We discussed in the mitzvah shiurim a number of years ago all the differences, all of these mitzvahs of the kerem and the tefuah. So that's all the sources for kerem. Shlosha shebet tefuah, haleket vashichacha vahapeya. Leket shichacha. Remember, shichacha is the mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wow, even though you don't realize it, right, still you get the mitzvah. Ve'apeya, dechzivu v'kutzrechem es ketzir artzachem, lo sechalef ha'asvatcha v'kutzrecha v'leken ketzircha lo selakei, don't take it, v'gomer. Ki sektzor ketzircha v'asada v'shechach l'omer v'asada. So those are all the psukim to leave it by tvuah. Shnayim sheva ilan hashicha va'peya dechziv ki sachbo seischal lo sever acharecha v'tana de'ver bishmol shalotita tvar tibi menu. Don't take off the glory, the beautiful fruit. Leave it acharecha zushichacha v'kulan ebam tovas an olabaylum. And all of them you can't choose. You have to leave. My taima aziva ksiv behu. Aziva is Meshe Bayodam, you have to leave them. Before we continue just the explanation of the Braisa, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim already. And that is, it by Uva Kutzrachem is Kitzir Artzachem. Those psukim that describe, these mitzvos, they are found in the context of Shvuis in Parshas Emor. And the Shaila is, right, we have the whole Parshas HaMoadim in Parshas Emor, and all of a sudden by Shvuis, we have the mitzvah of Lecha Shechen Peah. Like, what is this doing there? Like, why is this Perachav Gimel and Vayikra, middle of Parshas HaMoadim, what is it doing there? La Aniva Lager Tazov Osam. So if you look in the Shemana Tov on Moadim, on Shvuis, he quotes from the Rokeach. The Rishon, the Rokeach. La Aniva Lager Tazov Osam, it's referring to Ani, Anav Mikol Adam, and Ger, who came from Gerim. Right? Moshe and David. Right? La Aniva Lager Tazov Osam. When it comes to the context of Shvuis, it's a reference to Moshe and David. Again, David HaMelech, who's the Chazal say, his yard site was on Shvuis, and Moshe Rabbeinu, who obviously, Torah's Moshe, and we've pointed out in the past, Moshe's due date. Moshe was born 3 months early, right? Zayin Adar, but if you go then due date, so then 3 months later, that's Vav Sivan, right? So they both have references, and that's what the Shemana Tov explains, Sheheim Yigmaru HaGeula. The Moshe Hischil, the David Misayim, and the connection also between the two, Torah and Tefillah. David, the symbol of Tefillah, right? Shri David Avdechan Alelcha, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the symbol of Torah. He goes into it a little more deeper there. The two kolos of every Jew, quotes the Vilna Gaon, Hakol Kol Yaakov, the two kolos of every Jew, but that's a reference on that level. But again, the Pashas, the Rishonim, touch on it a little bit, the Klei Yakar. Also discusses this there. What are these psukim doing in the middle of Parshas HaMoadim? We just find the Klei Yakar. He says here, Smichas pasuk zel Parshas Omer near al derech haMedrash. Shesivim v'kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael b'mitzvos b'chol masa. Everywhere we go, we have a mitzvah. Yotza lachrosh, you go to plow. Lo sachrosh pshor v'chamar. Yotza lizroa. Lo sizra kilayim. It's in the context of Shavuos because it's about all Torah. You go out to harvest. Lo sal chalapas adcha. V'salke daita chamina shesod ezu kiven shekotzrin mimenu haomer v'kfar nase ba mitzvah achas shuvin ochayev lemevet ba mitzvah achrisi. Because you're already doing a mitzvah with this field, the carbon haomer. So maybe you wouldn't have to do all the other mitzvahs. No. The Torah emphasizes lo sachala pasadcha mikol makom mitzvah zuin a poteret oscham and aleket shichacha vehapeya. Ubozem yusha mashalo hisker perikarmacha. It only mentions tefuah here. And not kerem, so it fits in, because Omer doesn't come from the kerem. So there's no hava mina to pater it. Okay, that's one shot. Klei Yakar gives another shot there, but either way, that's it's an important ha'ara that this is in the middle of the Parshas HaMoadim. There's something to say about Peah, but let's first continue a little bit more. Says the Gemara, V'afilo ani shebi Yisrael, motzi eno so miyado, even an ani has to give all of these matanas. D'chsiv, v'leket kitzir cha, lo salagit, la'ani v'lager tazov osam, v'hazir ani al shalo. Even an ani has to leave some of these matanas. Umayser ani hamischali b'toch habayis yish lo tovas anol habaylim. But mayser ani in the house, the baylim get to choose who they give it to. My taima nesina ksiv bay. That's not a mitzvah of aziva. That's a mitzvah of nesina. V'yafin lo ani shebi yisrael mosina som yado. Also, mayser ani has to be taken from an ani. To amar bila gamar lager lager mehasa ma lahalan musar ani al shelo afkan musar ani al shelo. Good. But now we get to the next line of the Braisa, and this is going to be the one that's important for us. V'shar ma'anas kahuna kagon azaro v'lachayim v'akeva, ein mosiyin osan lo mikoyin l'koin, v'lo milevi l'levi. So what does the Braisa say? We don't give zaro v'lachayim v'akeva from the levi to the levi. Mashma ha milevi l'koin motziyin. But the levi to the koin, we would be motziyin. Alma ikri am. So you see, levi is chayiv in zaro v'lachayim v'akeva. Kasha and Rav who had the suffolk. It's Beferish. The Brisa says that Levi has a chiyuv, doesn't say, but it implies a Levi has a chiyuv to give Zeroa l'chaim akeva. Answers the Gemara, no. When it says Zeroa in the Brisa, it doesn't really mean Zeroa. It means something like Zeroa. Kigon ha-Zeroa v'lo Zeroa. When it says you give it from the Levi to the Kohen, it means something like a Zeroa, meaning a gift, right? A matana l'kohen, but not the actual Zeroa. Umay nihu? Maiser Rishon, you give from the Levi to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Maiser Rishon, the Levi who? What do you mean? Maiser Rishon go to the Levi. Doesn't go to the Kohen. What do you mean taking it from the Levi to the Kohen? Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Titania, as Reb Elazar ben Azariah says in a few places in Shas, Truma la Kohen, Maitzirishon la Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what we hold. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Af la Kohen. No, you could give Maitzirishon to the Kohen too. So Gemara says, so therefore, and this Brisa that implies that Maitzirishon goes from Levi to the Kohen, is a Reb Elazar ben Azariah shita. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar dam Reb Elazar ben Azariah af le kohen. Le kohen v'lo levi mi amar. He says you can also give it to the kohen. Not only. So why does the Brisa say that the levi would have to give it to the kohen? In le basar de kansinhu Ezra. Yes, maybe it was after Ezra Sofer. We know in history Ezra Sofer fined the Levium for not coming back to Eretz Yisrael. By Bayesheni. So that's what it's talking about. At a time period. This Brisa is talking about the time period after the fine of Ezra. One more line and then we'll talk about that. Emer to kansinu Ezra de lo yavina lehu. One second. Ezra said you don't have to give them Maaser Rishon. Mishka menah mi yamar. Do we take Maaser Rishon from the Levi to give it to the Kohen? So we don't go that far. So the Gemara changes its whole tune. Really, again, back to the Brisa, it doesn't mean Zroa. But it doesn't mean Maaser Rishon either. Ela kagon Zroa velo Zroa, mainiu reishis hagez. The Levi has to give the Kohen Reishis Hagez. Right, that. Even for that, it doesn't say Am there. Right, so even if they're not Am, they still have to give Reishis Hagez to the Kohen. There was a big discussion in the postgame about this, Knas that Ezra made. The Minchas Chinuch. We'll start with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, he even asks how Ezra was allowed to do this. Based on the famous Taz. What Taz? The Rabbanu do not have the power to knock out a Mitzvah Zaseh eternally. Right, where does the Taz say this? If you remember in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz says, when he asks, why are we allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Right, Shem Yisakin Kleshir. The Rabbanu should have knocked out the Mitzvah of blowing shofar. Not just when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Always! So the Taz says, the Rabbanu can't do that. The Rabbanu can knock out a Mitzvah partially. Right, you're not going to blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. But they can't knock out a Mitzvah. Just like they can't knock out, to answer Tosas' kashin, Mesechas Megillah, the Taz says, they can't knock out, you shouldn't have bris meal on Shabbos. You might come to carry the knife. Why didn't Rabbah make a gzeir against meal on Shabbos? Because the Torah says, Obayom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. It's Ki'ilu, the Torah says, do bris meal on Shabbos. So the Rabbanah can't answer something that's beferish in the Torah Leheter. So here, you give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. So how could Ezra come along and say, don't give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi? You have to give the Maaser Rishon. The Torah says to give it. So the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Hey. How is it possible that Hechach Yahya Yachal Lachar Mitzvah Zaseh Mikol Vakol Shein Sorach Litin LeLevi to a Mitzvah Zaseh V'Darma First Batorah Vayde Bitul Mitzvah Zunis Batla Od Mitzvah Zaseh Devidu Meiser. Right, you can't do Vidu Meiser, another Mitzvah, because you can't say, right, I did everything that I'm supposed to do. So he's very bothered. And that's what he says. Alani is daiti nira. Maybe that's where the Rambam gets that Shumas and Maisers Bizman Azeh, and even Bizman Ezra is Durabanan. And that's why, if Shumas and Maisers are only Durabanan, then Heim Amru, but Heim Amru. But in a Chinami, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, if Shumas and Maisers would be Daraisa, so then Ezra would never have had the power to do it. That's the Minchas Chinuch's answer. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah has a different answer. On that Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Maaser, the Rambam adds in one word. The Rambam says, "Ein motzien a Maaser miyad a kohanim shenemar ki tichum eis bnei Yisrael v'chein kolman es kahuna ein motzien osam mikohen lekohen." The Ezra kanas es alavim bismano shelo yitnu lohen Maaser rishon el yinasin lekohen lefi shelo alu imo liyushalayim. So he adds in that one word, bismano. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah asks. It sounds like from the Psukim that he was Kones even later on. So maybe he says, Al Karcha, he quotes this issue based on other sources. He was gozer against them in his generation, and after that it's up to you. But that answers the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, that he didn't make such a gzeira that you have to follow for all time. Again, there's a lot more there, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara Tashma. Next try. Again, we're still relating to Now, Rav Shita, about whether Levim have to give Zeroa. Zeaklal, Kadavar Shu B'Kedusha, anything that has Kedusha could go in Truma, V'Trumas Ma'aser V'Chala, Motzina Semiyadam, the Levim have to give. The Kadavar Sheinu B'Kedusha could go in Hazaro L'Chaim Akeva, Ein Motzina Semiyadam. The Bryce says, Beferish, they do not have to give. Answer, could go in Zeroa below Zeroa, U'Mayniu Ma'aser Rishon, U'Lebasar D'Kansinu Ezra. Okay, another way out of it. Tashma. The following brisa, hashochei lekohen lo vikochavim. If I'm shechting for a kohen or for a goy, patim na matanos, because a kohen and a goy are patim from matanos. Halalevi liyisrael chayiv mashma. If I'm shechting for a levi yisrael, I'd be chayiv. So answer no. Lo tema halalevi liyisrael chayiv, aleima haliyisrael chayiv. Just make the diak that yisrael would be chayiv. Aval a levi my patim, but a levi would be patim. So why isn't that in the brisa? Yachi listni hashochei lelevi lo vikochavim patim na matanos. So why isn't Levi in the Brisa then? V'otanya, v'od, and we have a Brisa b'feirish. Hatanya, hashochei l'kohen lo vikochavim patar namatanu to Levi l'Yisrael chayiv. Tziyufta derav. We have a b'feirish Brisa that says that a Levi has a chiyiv to give zera l'chaim and l'keva. So how could Rav have a safik about it? Amalacha Rav tanoihi. Rav would answer, really, it's a machlokas tanoim. Tanya, the Brisa says, we have this back in Masechta Shavuos. About the karbanos, the chiper as mikdash hakodesh is mechaper for tumas mikdash zelafnai velafnim. That's tumi in the kodesh kadoshim. Oel moed zehechal mizbeach kimashmao yechaper elu azaros. All the places where tuma took place. Kohanim kimashmao amakahol elu yisrael yechaper elu halavim. So what's important for us from that brisa? Levim are not called am. And therefore, they would not be chayiv in Zerol l'chayayim. V'tanya yidach, and the other brayza says, yechaper elu avadim. Meaning, Levim would be included in Am. So my lab, ha'akam iflagi. Damar saver, ikriyam, amar saver, lo ikriyam. So Rav says it's a machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara just ends off by saying, okay, it's a machlokas tanoim. So why didn't Rav choose? V'rav, yisvira like haitan alema, yisvira like haitan alema. Right, still, it's a machlokas to choose one. Misafgale, ika haitana, ika haitana. Right, it's a machlokas, Rav wasn't sure who to paskin like. Stop. There's one more line, but we're going to stop by Darsh Maremar, because I wanted this, what to talk about by that last line. So also a discussion, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, about the mitzvah peya. Mitzvah peya, about how much is it in aziva and how much is it, a mitzvah zase. Maybe we'll start with that, but tomorrow, as we, continue here in the last week and a half or so of Meseches Chulin.